Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, all you lovely ladies. I am so excited to be here with you again today. My name is Leanne Fuller, and I want to welcome you all to Your Fuller Life. You know, so ladies, things happen, and, you know, somebody will always throw a wrench in the dial and freeze things up, and you kind of have to move on, get past it, get over it. You know, it happens in life. It happens in business. And so what happened this week is my guest, unfortunately, had a conflict and couldn't make it on. So I had to mix things up, which is actually kind of worked out great because I'm really excited to bring to you guys this amazing show. And I'm just curious because I know I've been there and I'm just wondering, do you ladies ever just wonder how it is that some women just have it all? They have it all together. They're just so put together all the time. Everything seems to be going their way and just things never work out for you. I can't imagine I was the only one back in the day, you know, and I just wonder, do you guys ever think that? And you know, where do you go from there? I mean, I know there was a time where it just seemed to happen for everybody else in the world, everyone but me. It was just horrible. I felt horrible. I just couldn't understand why or how they did it. Why not me? You know, I, in our family, it's always been, if you don't have bad luck, you have no luck. You know, that's how things seem to be for me. That was our life motto, our family motto, I guess you can say. And it was horrible. I mean, yes, I know, I probably already said that, but it was. I mean, can anyone else relate? Because I know I was not the only one. I don't have that problem anymore. And that's why I'm just so excited that things happened to work out the way they did. And I had this chance to change things up and just come on and just chat with everyone about this. And this has allowed me to bring this show to you. So in this episode of Welcome to Your Fuller Life, it's Secrets of Successful Women. And I'm just excited to spend some time sharing some of the secret tips of some of the many successful women out there that just seem to have it all put together and how you can make it happen for yourself as well. And like I said, that's why I'm glad things worked out. You know, sometimes everything has to fall apart just so you can put things back together. You know, have you ever written out that long email or text message and then you lose it and then you're like, the end of the world, you're mad, you're upset, and now what do? But how often do you go back, you rethink it, you rewrite it better than the time before? It happens all the time. It's like it's meant to be. So I think we're here and, you know, it's meant to be. So in the show, we'll be talking about the secrets to success and why it is that some women seem to have it all. And, you know, some of us, we struggle just to make it day by day. And this is so important to me to share with you because for those of you that don't know me, I've been there. I know how bad it sucks. I know how hard it can be. And I know what it's like to sit there and just watch everybody else doing amazing things and it's just not happening for you. That's why I'm excited and that's why I really wanted to do this tonight. And after all, who does not want success in their life? And I can tell you right now that you can have it. It doesn't matter where you are right now in your life. You can have the success you want. It doesn't matter. So I know that I do have some pretty amazing and successful powerhouse women that are listening tonight, and I just want to invite you guys on. Please jump on and share with us your secrets, if you will, if you don't mind sharing. And I know myself, I don't mind sharing, because like it or not, ladies, we are in this together. If we can't stand up for each other and support each other and work for each other, no one else is going to. And there is nothing better than supporting and empowering the other women around us. Because I'm pretty sure everybody on this call, if they're not there now, they have been there at some point in their life where they're ready to just make it happen. They've had enough. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they want to do it. So why wouldn't we, as women who have been there and who now have it together, why wouldn't we help and support everybody else? That's what makes us women so powerful. At least that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be catty, backstabbing, talking about each other. It should be us women banding together to build each other up, empower each other. So, like I said, if we don't have each other's backs, no one else is going to. So, please, if you're on and you would like to share, you can dial in. The number is 657-383-1577. And you just dial the number 1 to get on with us and join the show. I would just love to hear everybody else's success stories, tips to share with everybody else. I mean, there's nothing better to hear that we've been there to help someone who is there get over it and get past it and move on and better themselves. So, again, please give us a call, 657-383-1577. You use the number 1 to call in, dial in, and you can share your tips. Or if you have any questions and trying to figure out what's holding you back, you know, maybe that's something we can work through. So I just want to repeat myself again. You're getting used to it, right? By saying that you can have success in your life. Any one of us can have the success we want. And I can't say that enough. Nobody can say that enough. And I know how hard that is to believe sometimes, because I've been there. So I know sometimes it's hard to see when you don't have a place to live, or you can't pay your bills, or you don't know what you're doing for dinner, or, you know, you're just getting out of this horrible relationship or thing, and you just, your world seems like it's ending. I know it's hard to believe it. But I can also tell you that it's those situations that you're in right now, that you're in and that you have been, those are the pieces and the things that you will build your success. I've said it before, and I will always say this and stand by this, that we find the brightest light in the darkness. We find our true strength in the darkness. So wherever you are, whatever you're working through, whatever you're dealing with, it's okay. You can work through it. You will work through it, and you'll grow from it. And you will find whatever success you're looking for on the other side. I can confidently say that you will find your success, because what people don't realize is our success is in ourselves. We write our own success. Each and every single one of us decides what our own success looks like. We all have a different vision of our success. What I see as me being successful is going to be totally different than what you see being successful for you. It's just like when I talk about living your fuller life, everybody else. So I want you to sit on that for a minute and say, what does my success look like? What do I want? Where do I want to be? What do I need to feel like I'm successful? You know, if you, I'd love for you to just share, you know, what does that look like for you? So again, we all write our own success. We all decide every day what that looks like. So what does that look like for you? So, I mean, your success can be graduating college, going back to college. It can be finding a job, finding a better job, starting a career, starting your own business, you know, having a number one international best-selling book, your own show, raising good kids. It could be anything. You don't have to be making $1 million to be successful. I do have a caller that I'd love to have join us, 706-840. Are you with us?
I am. This is Coach Sean. How are you?
Hello, beautiful. How are you?
I am well. I am well. Thank you, ma'am.
And I thank you for jumping on. And, you know, I would love for you to start us off. If you want to just start us off, what is your greatest secret to success?
Yeah. Well, first, let me just acknowledge that I've been listening to your show, and you've just been really dropping some powerful powerful nuggets on us. So I just want to acknowledge that. So I appreciate you opening up this platform. You're welcome. Because my mission is I create a safe space for women to embark upon a journey of learning, healing, and living better. And it's my vision to create a global community of women, a sisterhood, uplifting, supporting, motivating, encouraging each other. And I heard you say earlier that there is no competition. And for us to get to the level and the awareness that there is no competition, we must first know ourselves. And so that gets me into my secret success is knowing myself. And when we get into knowing ourselves, we tap into our authentic power. And we get to see things about ourselves that we keep hidden. We get to see things about ourselves that we want everybody else to see. And it's a way for us to really know everything about ourselves. And if we tell the truth to ourselves about ourselves, then it releases fears of judgment. It releases fears of guilt. It releases fears of being shameful. It, you know, and it supports us in expanding outside of the box. It supports us in going beyond limits. It supports us in doing and being greater. It awakens us to our greatness. And so that is my key to success, is really just being authentic. And in order for me to be authentic, I must know myself. And so I have a program. It's called the VIP program, and that is having vision, intention, and then fueling both of those with prayer. And when I say prayer, I'm not talking about something religious. I'm talking about every thought that we have is a prayer. Every word that we speak is a prayer. And so in that program, vision, intention, and prayer, just it teaches us about ourselves and knowing that whatever is on the inside of us is what we create on the outside of us. And so, again, that is my secret to success. The VIP program, having vision, having intention, and prayer, and through that, knowing yourself so you can step outside your comfort zone and just do you.
Yeah.
No matter, you know, I don't care if you think you're going to fail. You're not afraid to take risks. If you stutter or if you have a lisp, because you know that about yourself, you can still go out and speak to the world because you know within you, you have a message to speak. And who cares? You're just like, who cares I stutter? Who cares I got a lisp? Who cares about this? You become non-judgmental about yourself and just do it.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Thank you so much. I love it. Love, love, love it.
Awesome. I love you too, Leanne. And this show is just beautiful. It's just awesome. And I appreciate you sharing your platform. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for jumping on. And how does anybody find you really quick before we lose you?
Absolutely. You can find me on my website at www.shawnellis.com. That's spelled SCHANELLIS.com. You can also find me on social media. I'm on Facebook by the same name, Shawn Ellis, SCHANELLIS. And if I can say really quickly, Leanne, about
Please.
My Courageous Voices project, may I?
Oh, absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. Well, this is a part of knowing thyself and being authentic and really just really having a vision, intention, and prayer. And so what I know is true about myself is that I once muted myself. I muted my voice. I buried my emotions. I didn't want to speak or speak up or express. And I allowed others to overstep boundaries, or I didn't even set or establish boundaries because I didn't want to feel the feeling of rejection. I feared the fear of not being loved. And so when things would bother me or when people would say or do things that upset me, instead of me voicing and speaking and expressing, I buried all of those emotions and put on a mask and smiled to the world. And so in doing my own inner work and really getting clear about who I was and why I did the things that I did and had my aha moment and released the belief of I'm not good enough and released the belief that I'm unlovable, released the belief that no one would like me if I spoke up and said no. So I began to release all of those limiting beliefs, all of those limiting patterns and behaviors and thoughts that kept me stuck and unhappy. And so when I began to release those things, I found my voice. And it takes courage for us to go to those dark places within ourselves and to know ourselves. And so that's why I am creating the Courageous Voices Project, and I'm writing a book to share my experience and my journey and my path of self-discovery and how I was able to unmute my voices. And I'm opening this book up to share other women to share their stories of how they found the courage to also find their voice. So please, if you are a woman out there and you know that you have tapped into your own authentic power, you have been through some things, you have had your voice hushed up and silenced, and now you are able to speak out and express and are not afraid or ashamed of who you are, then you are the woman that I want to collaborate with, because when we come together and share these stories, we're going to be able to inspire, impact, and connect with other women who are afraid to speak out, and it's going to give them the courage and give them the experience or show them or demonstration that, okay, these ladies can do it, I can do this.
Yes.
And so already on board, we have a woman who has escaped domestic violence. We have a woman who has been through the fire with adultery and infidelity. So we have women, different women speaking out, real life issues that have shut them up. And so now they can speak again. So if you want to be a part of that project, please email me at sharemystory@shawnellis.com. Again, Shawn is spelled S-C-H-A-N, last name Ellis.com. And I'm looking forward to working with you all. So yay.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Shawn. And thank you for sharing that. And talk about success there, my love.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
Yes,
all right. Thanks so much, dear.
Defined. Yeah. Thank you,
yes.
Leanne. Bye-bye,
yes.
Everybody.
Thank you. Mwah. Bye.
Mwah.
Okay. I believe we have another caller, 919. 332. Are you with us?
I am. How are you? This is Tammy Lewis.
Hello, my beautiful Tammy Lewis.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm fine.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for jumping on.
Oh, you're welcome.
So I'm excited.
I jumped on to listen, and I heard Sean, and I thought, oh, my God. I loved everything she said because a lot of the things that she said hit really close to home. Because I was that person that she was talking about. I thought, God, she's telling my story. I was that sad person. I was that quiet person. I was that person who wouldn't speak up, who didn't speak up. And what I had to do was I had to start surrounding myself that I wanted to be like.
Yeah.
And so when I started surrounding my people with those types of women like you, Sean, I was able to actually come out of my shell. And one of the things that I learned that I had to do, just like Sean's book, was collaborate. Not be afraid, but to collaborate. Like he was saying earlier with the women and the backbiting and sticking together.
Yeah.
Collaboration is the new competitive edge. And, you know, when you collaborate, you can actually get a lot more done. My first collaboration was actually with you guys as far as writing. But being in business for myself, because I previously had a home care agency, that was where I first started to collaborate. And I collaborated with other home care agencies who were doing the same thing as I was doing. But I had to stop. I was afraid to do it. I'm like, well, what if they steal my clients? Well, what if they think I'm going to steal their clients? Well, what if they steal my workers? Or if I'm going to steal their workers. You have to stop being afraid of everything, you know, and just learn to work together. Whether it's female, male, however, you know, you just have to learn to just stop, take a step back, think about what you're doing, and just work together. You know, one of the things that I had to learn to do was to let some things go, you know, delegate. You know, that's scary, you know, because you feel that people aren't going to do things the way you want them done or the way you would do them, you know, micromanaging. But anyways, I just got so excited just listening to Sean, and I actually think I'm going to reach out to her after this call because that book sounds phenomenal. And that program
it
that
does.
She has. I know. Because she had me over here, and It's so funny because I was sitting here and I was doing work and I was listening to it and I thought, yeah. I had to mute my phone because I was getting excited on this end and I didn't know if I was on the call or not. But anyway, I just hopped in for a few minutes to say, hey, I love what you're doing. You know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, I've been listening to your show and I think everything you're doing is phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And thank you so much for jumping on. That is awesome. And yes, it's all about collaboration, not competition. Because again, we're in this together. And if we're so busy worried about, like you said, they're gonna steal our employees or our clients or it's not about that. It's about working together. And, you know, and there's something, and like you said, we did my first book was with you guys as well. And it takes the scariness out of it a little bit. You're not so scared when you're doing it together. So that's awesome. Thank you so much.
And when you're collaborating, you're doing things together, you don't feel like you have to wear so many hats. You know, you don't feel like you have this big project that you have to complete all by yourself. So, collaboration is a great thing, and I think that is one key to success. Collaboration, delegation, just working together. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
I love it. Okay. So, Sean and Tammy, like, really just nailed every so much of what I wanted to discuss on the head, so many tips. And so we'll just continue with some more. And if anybody else wants to jump on with us, please feel free. I love to hear your tips. So, and I'm sure everybody else listening would love to hear them as well. So one of the biggest tips that I could even imagine it with giving you guys is be afraid to fail. So many of us do not step out. We don't take that leap of faith. We don't follow our dreams. We hide ourselves because we're afraid of failure. And there is no failure in any of this. What we need to do is we need to embrace our failures and build on them and use them as stepping stones for success. You don't have to be making $1 million to be successful. And failing doesn't mean that you aren't and you can't be successful. Have you ever heard of failing your way to success? Been there, done that. I'm sure many have. I know many have. Have you heard of Oprah? Who has not? Oprah was fired from her first network, and now she has her own network. I mean, she is like the idol of women and failure and leading into successes. I mean, I'd fail all day long if I knew it was leading to something like that, knowing that it can lead to something like that, knowing that it can lead to whatever your success is, whatever you decide your success is. Ladies, you decide, nobody else. Don't let anybody else decide or say that you can't do that. That's stupid. You can do whatever you want to do. You decide, nobody else. Okay, again, Oprah, J.K. Rowling, she was fired from her job as a secretary and living on welfare when she started writing her Harry Potter books. She became the first billionaire author in the U.S. So I don't care where you are right now, where you're living, what you're doing. I don't care if you're living on welfare. I don't care if you're living in a homeless shelter. I don't care where you are, what you're doing this very moment, listening to our show. That doesn't define you. Kay Rowling let that define her, that she was living on welfare? No. Take that story. I mean, hers was different, but you can take your story as to where you're sitting right now and turn it into a book. Where you are right now doesn't define you. It is just a stepping stone on your way to success. Take your story and share it. Impact the world with it. Be your success. Again, you define it, nobody else. Arianna Huffington, she was rejected by more than 30 publishers before she became the co-founder and CEO of the Huffington Post. Not to mention she now has 13 books of her own. She was rejected 30 times. How many times have you been rejected? Every no you get in your life leads you to the next yes. So get your no's so you can get your yeses. Every no is a stepping stone. Elizabeth Blackwell was rejected from 29 medical schools. She was told she should pretend to be a man. Really? Because women weren't fit to receive medical schooling. So after being accepted by mistake by Hobart College, which was another college back then, she became the first woman to receive a medical degree in the U.S. She then went on and built a medical practice to help other women do the same thing. Don't ever stop. Madonna was fired from her job at Dunkin' Donuts after dropping out college, I think because she squirted mustard on a customer. On accident, I assume, but so yeah, I mean, Lady Gaga was dropped from her first record label, and now she has won tons of awards and is worth millions of dollars. You're not going to find a single woman out there that you think and you look at and you think is successful and you think they have it all together. You're not going to find a single one of those women that have not failed along the way and probably failed pretty big. So, ladies, don't be afraid to fail. We all do it. It happens. You cry it out. You wipe your knees off. You get back up and you do it again. And you just keep going. Instead of looking at failure as the opposite of success, looking at it as your stepping stone to success. Failure way to success. Use your failure to learn, to grow, find your strength, and find your power. Okay, we have another caller, number 240640. Are you with us?
I am. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Andrea E. Monroe from Women of Valor Ministries.
How are you?
Doing the book on your show. I am doing great. Finished a run.
Okay,
and,
great.
And I got the wanted to just be on to encourage someone.
Absolutely.
We definitely need to be encouraged.
Yes, please do.
So the successful tip that I could give is to do it afraid, as Joyce Meyer says. So in the face of the fear, whether it's fear of failure, fear of success, whichever way it comes at you, is to just do it. Because what you're going to find out is on the other side of that what if for the fear of success, because it's like, what if you fail? What if you cannot, you know, achieve what you set out to do? What if you can't stay on the top? What if? And those what ifs, if you flip them around, it's like, okay, what if I do succeed and succeed well?
Yeah.
What if I do fall, but I can get back up? Because like you was just saying with the previous caller, you know, no person that is successful have done it without failures. And so those failures are what make us who we are. And so it's not the successes that make you who you are. It's the failures. And when you fail big, those big failures, it can actually be turned into or has been turned into testimonies to be able to encourage someone else. Because if you're on the mountaintop all the time, I'm not trying to see you. I'm not trying to hear from you. But if you fall, I'm being truthful. But when you fall or if you fall, if you fall, I want to know what it was that you did that was able to be, that you was able to be able to be picked back up. Because then I can look at your life and see me in it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So
I do.
Yeah. And so the flip side of that is the what if I fail? And so you have yourself telling you you can't do it. You have people around you telling you can't do it, especially if it's something that hasn't been done before. And so you got you telling you you can't do it. You got the enemy telling you you can't do it. And you got your rah-rah team around you telling you you can't do it, right? But in the face of that, you have to begin to believe in yourself. You have to begin to speak to yourself. And that's where self-talk comes in, which I've had to do a lot of lately. When you begin to self-talk to yourself, not it doesn't matter what mama said. It doesn't matter what daddy said. It doesn't matter what cousin said. It doesn't matter what anybody said. Because what God says about you is the truth. And so when you trust in the truth that he's spoken to you, the truth that you're believing that that passion that he's placed on the inside of you is supposed to be used for the power of good instead of instead of evil, then you could actually begin to walk that thing out. And so the fear of failure is no longer an option, because then you can hold your shoulders back and your head held high in the midst of the storm and be like, peace be still, like Jesus did. So hopefully someone is encouraged by that successful tip tonight.
I know I am.
Even as I was saying that to you. So I'm just like, wow, because I'm launching out into something new. And so definitely doing it afraid, because it's something that I've never done before. And so just being excited about me and being my own best cheerleader along with the Lord.
Yes.
And so I'm just excited about, you know, how he orchestrates things and how he places you in position. So the places that you're in, instead of being mad at the world about the place that you're in, even if it's a place that you don't like right now, you might feel like you're stuck in that place, but begin to celebrate in the midst of you being stuck. Begin to celebrate in the midst of the storm, because that storm is not going to last always. The darkness mm-hmm. is not going to last always. And so there is yeah. light at the end of the tunnel. Matter of fact, there's light in the middle yeah. of the storm if you have Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
as you're beginning to walk that thing out, it's just, I was thinking about it as I was running today, it's 1 foot in front of the other. Is 1 foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
Is 1 foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
And so you're going to reach yeah. your goal as long as you continue to put 1 foot in front of the other.
Yes. Yes. That is beautiful. That is great. Thank you so much, Andrea.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. This is great. And, you know, I love that. I love that Do It Afraid. Love it. And she's And Andrew is so right with self-talk. I mean, our self-talk is the most important thing we have. As women, we tend to be our own worst enemies. And shame on us. I mean, we should be our best supporters, our biggest cheerleaders, not our worst enemies. So, yeah, Do It Afraid, and that self-talk is just huge, huge, huge. So, yes. So along with that, I mean, success is like happiness. It's a mindset that's kind of along with your self-talk. And like Andrea said, instead of what if it doesn't work out, what if it does? You know, that's what you need to do. Take that negative, make it a positive. And same with, you know, it's a mindset. Just like happiness, it's a mindset. We decide our own success. Make up your mind. You make a decision that you're going to be successful and find those successes every day, whether it just being able to get out of bed in the morning. And I'm going to say that because, believe me, there were times it was a success to get out of bed in the morning. There was that time in my life, whether it's just getting out of bed or whether it is signing some huge deal for your business, writing a book, collaborating a book, some big project, signing some multi-million dollar deal. You can do it. So yes, and next step, action, action, action. I cannot express action enough, and I think we have discussed that some already. If you're stuck and you're not sure which way to go to find success, just go. I think Andrea just said it. You just do it. If you're not taking action, you can't be successful. So it does not matter if you're taking baby steps. If you're moving towards success, keep moving. That is your success because you are moving. The only way to really, truly ever fail is to stop. Keep moving. Action, action, action. Action is the key to life. Okay, have a vision for what you want. And I don't mean just thinking, I mean thinking about it, but I don't mean only thinking about what you want. Visualize it. Breathe it. Think it. What does it look like? How does it feel? How do you feel when you're walking across that stage? How do you feel when you're on TV or when you're on your radio show or whatever you want? How do you feel in that very moment? What do you see around you? How does it smell? How does it look? Who is around you? Put yourself in that place you want to be in. Just visualize it. Sit there in it. Share your vision to the world. Use the laws of attraction. What you think is what you attract. And I think we've already said that. Your thoughts become your life. Make a plan. Those that fail to plan, plan to fail. Make a plan. and be yourself. I think Sean said that. Be your authentic self. If you're spending all your time trying to be successful at being someone else, you're going to fail. That person's already taken. You're never going to be anybody else but yourself. You are amazing just as you are. And know that no one is perfect. Nobody you ever see is perfect. I don't care if they think they're perfect. Believe me, they're not. We are not perfect. We cannot promise to be perfect. We can only promise to be real. Be your authentic self and be real. Get out there. Be vulnerable. Put yourself out there for the world to see the real you. Be vulnerable. Be authentic. Be real. Put the real you out there on display because you're amazing. I don't care where you are, what you're doing. You are amazing in yourself. You just need to figure that out. You just need to decide that you are. Okay. Have faith and take a leap. Have faith in God or the universe or who, whatever you believe in, and take a leap of faith. That doesn't mean it's not going to be a bumpy ride. It doesn't mean you're going to get what you want tomorrow. It doesn't mean you won't get bumps and bruises along the way. It doesn't mean you won't fall and hurt yourself. But if you never, you will never soar. So take a leap. Steve Harvey wrote a book about it. Take that leap. He wrote a book about it that started from like a two-minute segment that they recorded after one of his shows on Family Feud. And he made a book about it. That's how big it is. That's how important it is. Grateful, ladies. If you can't be grateful for what you have, you will never have anything else. The more you are grateful for, the more you will attract. So be extremely grateful for where you are and, more importantly, where you've been. That has led you to exactly where you are. And that is what will lead you to your success. I think Andrea said it. You'll find your success in your failures. I know somebody has said it already, but it's true. Every dark night has its day. How beautiful is the sky in the rainbow after a storm? Always light. Be grateful for it. That's when you will get more things to be grateful for. Be positive. Think positive. Surround yourself with positivity. Your thoughts become your actions. So make them positive. Turn that negative around, just like we said. Don't let your fears stop you. We all have fears, but lean into them. Let them help you grow. Once you do something enough, you will no longer be afraid to do it. Back in May when I started the show, I cannot tell you how afraid I was. I used to have to drink a couple glasses of wine before I started my show. That's how scared I was. I was scared to death. But here we are. I love this show. I love you guys. And I'm completely sober. Not a drink to be had. So the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. Get comfortable in your fears. When you're at the bottom of a mountain and you're looking up and all you can think about how high that is and how scared you are to climb that mountain, especially if you're afraid of heights like I am, it's scary. But you just start one step at a time. That's it, one step at a time. Once you make it to the top and you just see how beautiful it is, you forget what you were even afraid of. So take it one step at a time. Baby steps. That's all you need is baby steps. Okay. Don't ever discount small beginnings. We all start somewhere. We all start small. Gurj, if you have this big thing and one person shows up, You have this big program and one person shows up. You have this call and nobody calls in. Or you have this big launch of a program and nobody signs up. It's okay. It's okay. That's how you learn. Don't get discouraged. We all have to begin somewhere. And as long as you're beginning, you can learn and you can grow. If you don't ever begin, you will never finish. You can't run over the finish line if you're still standing at the start. Ever be afraid of small beginnings. Start small, build from there. Tammy said this, surround yourself, or along the lines of this anyways, but you surround yourself with people that are smarter than you, or you feel are smarter than you. They may not be, but you may think they are. Surround yourself with those people. The people that you want to be around are the people that are doing what you already do, what you want to do. They're already doing what you want to do. Learn from them. Let them help and support you. Tammy said it, delegate. Hire out the things that you don't know how to do so you can focus on what you're good at and what you can make some money at. That's who you need around you, is the people that are going to help and support you, not the people that are going to bring you down, say you can't do it, and not support you. You don't need to share your dream with everybody. You don't want to share your dream with everybody. It's sad to say, but in life, you'll find that your family is not always going to be the most supportive. Don't share everything until you're already getting there. I remember telling my nephew I was going to be, or it was my nephew and my brother, and God love them. They're wonderful. But I was sharing with them and about being a coach. And my nephew, who he's an adult, and they think they're funny. He's like, who's going to hire you to tell them how to live their life? And, you know, he's looking at my past. He's looking at the person who lived on my mother's couch for 6 months with my kids on an air mattress. We had no place to go. He's looking at the person that has just struggled and suffered and, you know, couldn't pay her bills once upon a time. He's looking at my past. But you know what? That's exactly why people hire me. Because I've been there. I know how to do it. I can help them. I empower them. Because I've been there, they know it can be done. That's why people hire me. But that's what I'm saying. Surround yourself with people who can help you, who will help you, who will support you. Women who have done it, are doing it. That's who you want to surround yourself with. Even if it means holding your cards a little closer to people that you love. You don't have to lie to them. You just don't have to tell them everything. Until you know they're going to be supportive. And then again, if you're like me, tell me I can't, I'll show you I will. Well, then so be it. The more people you share it with until you can't, the better off you'll be, the stronger you'll be. But make sure you're surrounding yourself with the people who are doing what you want to do and the people who can help you get there, whether it's by delegating to them, hiring them, whatever it is. Hire a coach, ladies. Hire a coach. Some of the top CEOs of major corporations have coaches. Why do you think that is? Because coaches can help you get what you want. When I hired my first coach, the only thing I regretted is not hiring her sooner. So hire a coach. You will not regret it. I just had Tammy share with me, don't share your big dreams with small-minded people. A quote from Steve Harvey. Tony, he's a smart man. I love him. Thank you, Tammy. So, yes. And like I said, hire a coach. You will never find another person who is going to be 100% of you. It's all about you. You don't find that in your friends and in your family generally. Everybody has their own agenda, not a coach. A coach is based on you. They help you hold your dream. They help hold you accountable. They help you build your dream. And most of all, take care of you. I know it's hard when you're building these big dreams and you're busy and you have kids and families and careers in this business. It's hard to find time for you, but you need to make the time. Otherwise, you're going to be so exhausted, you're not going to know what you're doing it for. You'll have no clue what you're doing it for if you can't take care of you. You are the most important person in your life. I know as moms, we think that our children are, and they are. They are very important. We're there to take care of them and cherish them and nurture them. But we need to do that to ourselves as well. Self-care is not selfish. If you want to know more about that, about self-care and what you can do, on the same network, the same channel, you can tune in tomorrow at 8:30 as I will be on a show tomorrow talking about self-care. But you need to take care of yourself. You need the time for you, or you won't be you anymore. You can't take care of anybody else if you can't take care of yourself. So, yes, you definitely want to do that. So, again, if anybody wants to call in, the number is 657-383-1577. Just use the number 1 to jump on with us on the show. We have a few more minutes. If you do want to jump on, please do. I also have a question from Stephanie, and she was wondering the best ways to provide managing both mom and career without help, and just looking for a little advice. And my advice, Stephanie, is life balance and work life home balance. And I had a show on this a little bit ago, and I think we discussed that that is something that was made up by somebody to just as one more thing for us moms to think we're failing at, to think we're failing at not being able to manage and balance everything. And, you know, it's just different for everybody. There is no perfect formula to balance and manage everything. Just take some time to prioritize what is important to you and schedule it. Sometimes it means keeping a pretty tight schedule. I actually have Tammy that would like to come back on. Tammy, are you with us still?
Hi. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hi. I'd actually like to add to the young lady who just asked the question about balance. When my children were 4, 5, and 6, I decided to go back to school to be a nurse. And that was one of the hardest things I've ever done at that point. Mm-hmm. What I had to do, because nursing school is so demanding and being a mom is just as hard, I had to literally get a board and a planner and block off. I know this is probably going to sound crazy, but I had to block off my time. And I actually had to block off time for myself because I rarely had that. So like you said, you know, we're the most important people in our lives, because if we're no good, you know, we're not going to be any good to our children or our spouses. So I literally, and mm-hmm. I still do that now, because now I'm in school again. I'm trying to run a business. I have adult children, but I also have a husband. And mm-hmm. I have a planner, and I literally have to block off time for myself. I block off time for, you know, the kids. They're grown, but, you know, they still want time. And my husband, we have mm-hmm. to schedule that time, but everything for me has to be scheduled. Otherwise, it'll just all be out of whack, out of balance, and I'll lose something. And I know sometimes we feel guilty because we don't give the children, or we feel like we're not giving them everything that they need, but we also have to step back and realize that though our children, they're our why. You know, it's like when you think about your why, you know, your children are included. So everything that you're doing it for them. So I say to her, I think her name was Stephanie, but don't feel guilty if you're not giving them the time you feel like they need, because I'm sure you're doing a great job, and I know it's hard to balance everything, but they are your why, and you're doing it for them, and they will understand once you're older. They may not now if they're little kids, but they will understand later. So I just wanted to say that so that she's not running around feeling guilty like, oh, my God, I'm bad mom. You know, I barely spent any time with my children today, but maybe try blocking off some of that time, just writing everything out and, like you said, prioritize, see, you know, what's most important, and just make a schedule for yourself. It works for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. And, you know, Tammy, because I can so relate, because there was a time where I lived my life, like I'd have to schedule my day minute to minute just to make it all work. To get one kid here, another kid there. I mean, it's like, okay, I have to be here by 5 after, get here by 10 after, you know? So, yeah, I mean, and the only other thing I could even possibly imagine to add to that, because that was amazing, Tammy, is just when you're, whatever you're working on, be present for it. And when you're with your children, just be present. It may not, make it quality over quantity.
Exactly. And you know what else was really good? If you cook on Sunday and you put all the food in the freezer, it's like having frozen dinners. You just take them out and put them in the microwave. And you have meat.
I wish I thought of that. I wish I thought of that back in the day. So many nights of hot dogs and mac and cheese because I never thought of that. Oh, that's awesome. Thanks so much. I'm sure it will. So, ladies, I hope that you have learned something to take away today. I hope you find the success you're looking for. I hope you can decide right now that you can be and you are successful. Find your simple successes in every day and build on them. And you're going to just take baby steps. You're going to get there. Don't get discouraged. And surround yourself with those people that can help you. I mean, that may be one of the biggest things you can do, the easiest things you can do. And, you know, hire a coach. I would love to work with you. I do free discovery calls. You can find them on my website, lovingyourfullerlife.com. And Tammy, if you're on, where can we find you? You've helped us so much tonight.
Easy to find. On all of my platforms, I am TammyLewis.com. And social media, I am Tammy Lewis.
Yes, that's awesome. And ladies, there's a lot of us out here to help. Shawn, you can look up her website. I'm here. I do free discovery calls. I have my 30-day Fuller Life Challenge. What works on a lot of the stuff that we're talking about works on you in self-care and love. And just reach out to us. And you can also join me tomorrow on this very same network, Blog Talk Radio, Beck.com/Sage Network, as I am joining. The show for self-care. We'll be joining, The Real with Sage Single Mom Self-Care for that show. That's at 8:30. Tomorrow night will be airing. And also next week at this very same time and place, we'll be joined by Elkie Clinton, and we'll be identifying and removing blessing blockers, which is going to be amazing. I love you, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, ladies, for calling in. It was awesome talking to you, and I will talk to you all next week. Until then, you can get in touch with me at lovingyourfullerlife.com, and we can start talking. Let's set up a discovery call for you. I love you. Thank you. Have a good week.